This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ford says the truckers blockading a major bridge between Detroit and Canada are hurting customers, auto workers, suppliers, communities, and companies on both sides of the border. The protesters are demanding that Canada end its COVID restrictions. Paul Cox is a Canadian trucker. He was at a highway rest stop along Interstate 94 in Michigan, headed toward Ontario, when he told us he's pretty much just taking all of this in stride.
I stopped and had lunch here, and I just get in the lineup and bide my time. And, you know, I got a good book to read. And what are you going to do? Yeah, it's screaming. Yeah, you jump your feet. Still going to be there when you finish. No sense getting upset over it. Right.
Canadian trucker Paul Cox heading to Canada. New York State will end its COVID mandate requiring face coverings in most indoor public settings, but will keep it for schools. Illinois will do the same. You've seen those higher prices at the grocery store, among other places. Well, this morning we'll get the latest from the Labor Department. The AP's Jackie Quinn with a preview.
American consumers are still spending, but supply chains are still snarled, and they've combined to sharply raise prices in almost every category. Analysts are forecasting today's Labor Department report will show consumer prices spiked about 7.1% over December's numbers, the largest increase since the 80s. The FactSet forecast also predicts the year-over-year comparison will be up 7.3%. Reports are indicating consumer inflation may be decreasing.
Today's been the best day so far for the U.S. at the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. Nathan Chen is bringing home the gold in men's figure skating. Chloe Kim won gold in the women's halfpipe. The U.S. now has 3 gold medals and 9 medals overall. This is AP News. We are learning more now about how comedian Bob Saget died. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
The comedian's family is out with a statement, which says Bob Saget's death stemmed from an accidental blow to the head. You'll recall the comedian and Full House star was found dead January 9th in a hotel room after performing the night before as part of a stand-up tour. He was 65 years old. The statement says Saget died from what the family calls head trauma, adding authorities say he struck his head on something, thought nothing of it, and then went off to sleep. The statement says no drugs or alcohol were involved. At this point, though, the medical examiner's office in Orange County, Florida, has not released details about their findings. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The first Sesame Street theme park on the West Coast will open next month. Sesame Place San Diego will open on March 26th. It'll feature Big Bird's Beach and Cookie Monster Towers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.